Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on
and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share, heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low.
Turn your lights down low.
And listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
And listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share. Heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down
low. WOOD Radio from Outlaw Ridge, deep in the woods of Maine.
Mr. Record Man, I'm looking for a song I heard today. There was someone blue singing about someone who went away. Just like me, his heart was yearning for a love that it used to be. It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me. There was something about a love that didn't treat him right, and he'd wake from troubled sleep and cry her name at night. Mr. Record Man, oh, get this record for me, won't you please? It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me. I was driving down the highway with the radio turned on, and the man that I heard singing sounds so blue and all alone. As I listened to his lonely song, I wondered, could it be? Could there somewhere be another lonely man like me? There was something about a love that didn't treat him right, and he'd wake from troubled sleep and cry her name at night. Mr. Record Man, oh, get this record for me, won't you please? It's a lonely song about a lonely man like me.
Oh, poor Willie Nelson, lonely man looking for a record man to play him something to pull him out of his blues, and that's what we're here for. Welcome back, friends. You're listening to show number 20, if you can believe it, of our series Pandemic Music to Live By, and I'm your host, Rockin' Randy, right here on the Outlaw Ridge, the deep in the woods of Maine, as you heard. We're still alive and kicking and listening to some rock and roll and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We started the show off with a great tune from John Hartford. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, get a little taste of love eternal, he sings from that Aeroplane album he did back in 1971. This is something I picked up when I was in college at the library I was at one day, killing some time, and I saw this in the record bin, and I put it on and put some headphones on, and I'm like, what a fun album. I've been a John Hartford fan ever since. I've seen him a number of times in concert when he was still living. He was just fabulous. He loved to stand on stage with his banjo. He was a good banjo player and singer-songwriter, of course, and he would stamp his feet to the beat, you know, like they do in Appalachia. If you get the two-stepping thing going, and off he'd go. Just a really interesting and entertaining performer. John Hartford, he's going to be featured on today's show. We'll hear some more of from John Hartford as we make our way through this next hour. In fact, we've got a great show lined up. We've got a guest check-in we're going to do again, bring that back. We've got a good old friend from West Michigan we'll be checking in with. And we got a blues segment. In fact, let's jump right back into some music here with this next set. We're going to hear some blues. Just again, it sounded like Willie Nelson was needing to hear a little blues to pull him out of his blues there in 1962. And we've got it going on. Here's Shamika Copeland from her Uncivil War album, Money Makes You Ugly, right here on Pandemic Music to Live By.
Thank you.
hear he's living with a sales girl in Memphis, Tennessee. He'll leave her crying in a driveway just like he left me.
But I don't know can't say, cause I can't see. Lord, you got those come and go blues. Woman, you got those come and go blues. I know you do. Got me feeling like a fool.
You're listening to Rockin' Randy on WOOD Radio's Pandemic Music to Live By.
Thank you. about my life. I guess I'll always keep thinking about the love I have about my life. You know the way I feel right now? I think everything will be all right.
In my soul, Lori Bell, L-U-R-R-I-E, Lori Bell, from the album with the same title, Blues in My Soul. Great blues performer, somebody I really recommend you check out. And then, hey, before that, that old Hank Williams Jr. singing Come and Go Blues, that classic tune of the Allman Brothers. Hank Williams Jr. covers so nicely in that rendition off his Volume 4 hits record titled Whiskey Bent and Hellbound, as you would expect from Hank Williams Jr. I'm not always a big fan of his music, but this particular version of Come and Go Blues is so raw. It's just him and his beautiful country voice and that and the guitar, acoustic guitar. That's all you need. There it is. Come and Go Blues. What a classic tune. And then before that, another interesting artist that I've been listening to a lot, Jovina Magnus is the singer's name. This is from a 2006 album called Do I Move You? And we listened to the tune Don't Let Your Memories. Good stuff. And then we started that blues set with a great tune there from Shamika Copeland, Money Makes You Ugly. And that's really just an attitude thing. It's not the money, of course. There are certainly people with money that are great people. But we all know how this works. It's a dangerous slope when you start seeing the money. And Shamika seems to be happy being poor. Wanted to share that one with you. Thought that was a pretty cool song. She's just come out with that album, Uncivil War, just recently released from Shamika Copeland. Check it out. Well, let's see here. We're going to have a check-in segment soon. I'm really excited to be checking in with an old friend from back home in West Michigan. But before we do that, let's turn the page a little bit and start moving into some rock music. I'm pretty sure that this check-in segment will involve some rock discussions. We'll see where this goes. But I'm going to play a great tune that's been in my playlist this last couple of weeks by Seal. And again, it's another cover. This one is a cover of Steve Miller's tune, Fly Like an Eagle, which I've always liked. And then I heard Seal do it. I'm like, I'd like it even more. It's a great tune. This was off from Seal's Best Of album, 2004. Fly Like an Eagle, right here on Pandemic Music to Live For.
I think I better get out.
Seal, Fly Like an Eagle. You probably remember that one from Steve Miller, whose song that was, Fly Like an Eagle. Seal did the cover of that from his Best Of album, 2004. I just like that version, so thought I'd put it on to get us rocking and rolling and ready for our check-in segment, which I promised. We've got a very special guest on the line, all the way again from West Michigan, where Rockin' Randy has some roots, so to speak. And here's a fellow who knows Rockin' Randy's roots pretty well, my good friend Bill Lungions. How are you, Bill?
Good, Rockin' Randy. Honor to be here. Your famous show is worldwide extravaganza. I've listened to so many of them and sometimes fell asleep, but for the most part, had a great time.
So the listeners need to understand that Bill and I have been busting each other's you-know-whats forever. It's just part of our MO. I'm going to be nice to you this time, though, Bill, because we're on the air and there are thousands and thousands of listeners out there listening to this conversation between two old buddies who go way back. And I gotta set this up for the audience by just contextualizing our relationship and where we met, which was in a high school in Holland, Michigan. And I believe it was in the choir section, the baritones, when I was sophomore, whatever, joined choir. The first day came in, everybody's sitting in their seats and here's this dude and what were there, four of us in the baritone section?
I think something like that. Yeah. We were all kind of not as rowdy as Randy.
No,
I got to know you pretty well that way.
Well, and it's interesting, here I am all these years later doing this radio show about music and I got to remember that class, I don't know about for you, but of all the classes I took in high school, I looked forward so much. It was often just before lunch, like whatever period that was in the day, and we would get together and sing. I loved that. To me, that was something that got me through a lot of my high school. I don't know about you.
Yeah, it got me also through college. I was in two different choirs there and actually toured New York and L.A. and Denver.
Wow!
And Denver... That actually reminds me of another tour that you and I took.
A tour?
Remember that trip?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we were poor college students, had no money, and could not afford to gas up that Tornado at about 8 miles a gallon. So we decided to hitchhike, of course. You remember that trip, right?
I do. That was a great adventure. Bill and I think my brother drove us to Chicago. We were living in West Michigan, and we put our packs on, and we had some friends living in Denver who we hadn't seen in a while. And we said, you know what? Let's have an adventure. And we stuck our thumbs out. Remember that first ride? I thought, this is going to be...
trailer.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. We're sitting in the cab of a big old 18-wheeler with this dude. The stories go on and on from there. But we eventually ended up in Denver with our friends, the Mulder brothers, Steve and Brent. And... man, what a week that was. What I remember of it, my friend. Lots of adventures climbing and rappelling in the Rockies over there. And
yeah. Remember the caves?
Oh yeah, crawling through the Red Rock.
Crawling through the caves, Red Rock caves.
That was something.
That was something.
Yeah. So
the highlight was the musical performance, right?
The show we went to see, yes, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. Remember those guys?
Mile High Stadium, yeah. We got tickets at the last minute, and they were in the top row.
They were.
Of course, where all the smoke is lingering around.
Man, talk about Mile High. Holy cow, those were the days. Big rock shows back in the 70s, I want to say, Bill. Do you remember what year? 78, 79? Must have been in there somewhere.
I bet it was 79.
Yeah. And that ELO record just came out into the blue, and they did a tour. I was reading about this a while back. That was one of the highest grossing rock tours up until that time in America. And it's kind of, you wouldn't expect it, but do you remember what a big show that was? This was the first of the big shows. They had a spaceship, that landed on the stage, laser lights. I remember being somewhat taken back by all the lasers through the smoke of the arena. Just
yeah,
crazy.
Nobody ever saw anything like that before. I mean, the whole spaceship thing was an actual size.
Yeah.
And when they started, they had all that smoke coming around from everywhere, and then the players came right from below the stage and leveled out on lifts.
Right.
With good, different lights good flashing job. And the whole top comes off.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, the cello. And the stage,
yeah,
and
this Electric Light Orchestra had, you know, a cello playing. I mean, they were a band out of Great Britain that was really playing around with, can we take classical sounds and rock it out? Jeff Lynne, I think, was the principal there, wrote a bunch of the stuff.
Songwriter.
Yeah. And that Into the Blue was a real, you know, that was, they had four or five hits off that album, I think. And yeah, it was in Denver, and we were like, yeah, let's go. What a fun time that was. And I thought the show was, the music was good, too. I remember being impressed by just what they were able to do live.
Yeah, nice memory.
Yeah, it was good memory. Well, we
They're
have
not
a lot
touring
of
anymore.
I don't think so. That was back in the day.
No.
Well, we've stopped some of our adventuring too, Bill. Although we've had some great ones along the way, and I value your friendship so much. So what we're calling to check in. You know, the name of the show is Pandemic Music to Live By, and just checking in. How are you doing with this pandemic? Are you doing all right?
Well, I'm fine now. Mid December, though, I did come down with COVID-19, and it was not a pleasant experience.
Ooh.
It was very difficult.
Oh,
head to toe, really bad headache. I wasn't in a life-threatening position ever. It was just very painful, and chills and fever.
Oh.
It's nothing you want to do, I'll just tell you that. But now that I'm over it, I hear I have some antibodies, so the pressure of wondering if you're ever going to get it is over in my mind.
Right.
However, I don't recommend getting it just to get those. The vaccination would be far easier.
I think so. A little poke in the arm beats.
That.
What did you were telling me? You were like down for 10 days or something, huh? That sounds
I was. It was
brutal.
True.
And you're
my
a
wife
tough guy.
Such you, a saint taking care of me.
Yeah. Well, that's what family's
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
That's why we're so lucky to have family around us. And you're a independent contractor. Bill works in the audiovisual entertainment business, installing systems and in facilities and homes all over the Midwest, I guess, up in West Michigan and so
mostly
on.
Just West Michigan,
yeah.
Like from the border of Indiana to say maybe Muskegon or something like that.
Yeah.
So the Western Shore.
How does the pandemic affect your work?
Well, actually, last year was my biggest year ever.
So there you go. There you go.
The only problem is getting people to work.
Right.
A lot of people just don't want to work here or work there. There is some apprehension of getting it themselves. So
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't have any apprehension. Therefore, I got sick.
Yeah. Now, do you wear masks on the job and stuff?
Yeah, you do where there's people around, where there's
sure.
nobody else in the house. Like the place I'm working today, we don't bother with it. There's nobody here.
Right, right.
And the other guy that works with me also had his bout with it, so neither
wow.
one of us is going to get it.
Wow.
So we're immune right now, so we're just taking advantage of that and getting as much work done as we can.
Wow.
There's no shortage of projects. Builders are just so busy right now, I don't really know what happened, but people have money for houses, and they're building.
Yeah. And it's interesting. So you and your colleague both came down with the COVID-19 in West Michigan. Did it spike? I mean, in December, you said you caught it in mid-December. So maybe this was the rebound after Thanksgiving.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I have no idea who gave it to me or where I got it.
Right. They didn't try to trace your contacts?
No.
Okay.
They didn't even attempt that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it just was really hard to know. I see so many people. I mean, you go to Meijer's and get groceries or fill up your tank with gas. It could be on anywhere.
Sure.
It's really hard to
sure.
say.
And then, well, then how?
Be too careful.
How does your family deal with it then? Were you totally isolated at home or?
Yeah, Susan took care of me and nobody else was coming and going.
Yeah.
And she never got it from me. I believe that she had it months earlier and never was symptomatic.
Isn't that interesting?
But she would have gotten it from me for sure, but
yeah.
She's fine. Never got sick, tested negative five times.
Wow. That's what's so challenging about this pandemic, isn't it? It's like a thief in the night. You just don't quite know where it is.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping the vaccinations are going to be the answer for that.
Me too, brother. And I was saying at the beginning of the show, I mean, I started this series in March of 2020. Here we are, 2021, and that's next month. It's almost been a year, and I'm not, a big isolator by nature. I'm a social animal, and I'm happy to be isolating up here in the beautiful woods of Maine, and it's a great place to be right now. But I'm ready for it to get over.
We all?
Yeah.
Just going to a music program again, like ELO.
Yeah, seeing
Denver,
some live
Colorado,
music. That's just it, isn't it? Live music. And I know we've done other shows since then, and I know you're a lover of music, and you play music, and you sing, and you're one of my loyal listeners. So really appreciate having you along for the ride. So let's wrap this up. We've checked in. Bill is still alive and well and with us, as you can hear. He has survived the COVID-19 and such is life. Such is life. He's got a story to tell his grandkids. So, hey, man, we will catch up soon in person. I guarantee you, next time I'm in West Michigan, Bill's always one of the guys I call. One of my old buddies. We'll be friends throughout our lives. That's clear. And, man, I love you. And just keep on living and take care of your family and everyone around you. And I'll see you next time I'm in West Michigan.
Thanks so much, Rockin'. I'll put some barbecue on for you. Come on over. I'll feed you right.
Oh, boy. Bill makes a good barbecue. And he and I have shared a few brewskis over the years, too, I think. Wash that barbecue down with something good. Sounds good. Well, let's get back into the music then, Bill. And I think appropriately, having talked about this great adventure you and I had with ELO back in the day there in Mile High Stadium in Denver, we should play something off that album. How about, let's see what we got here. Sweet is the Night. That's one of the fun tunes off that album. Again, it's a double album, so there's a lot of music on it. And hey, if you've never listened to ELO or if you're an old rocker like Bill and I, go back and check it out. It was one of those seminal albums that crossed some interesting lines in the rock pantheon. And by the way, ELO did finally make it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I understand. I read that in their bio a little ways back, that they were inducted a couple years back. So they're awesome. Rocking. They're one of the great ones. Here's ELO off their, let's see, was it Out of the Blue or Into the Blue? Out of the Blue. Electric Light Orchestra from 1977. Here's the tune, Sweet is the Night, right here on Pandemic Music to Live For. Stay well, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yeah, man.
Bye.
Sweet, sweet is the night. Now you are. Boogie woogie woogie with me. Hey babe, I wanna boogie. Boogie woogie woogie with me. We can boogie over here, we can boogie over there. Come on babe, we can boogie everywhere. Hey babe, I wanna boogie. Boogie woogie woogie with me. Hey babe, you wanna boogie? Boogie woogie woogie with me. Hey babe, I wanna boogie. Boogie woogie woogie with me. We can boogie in the house, we can boogie in the yard. Come on baby, it ain't very hard. Hey babe, I wanna boogie. A boogie woogie woogie with me. Hey babe, you wanna boogie? A boogie woogie woogie with me. Hey babe, you want a boogie? A boogie woogie woogie with me. We can boogie in the living room, boogie in the den. Come on baby, let's do it all again. Hey babe, you want a boogie? A boogie woogie woogie with me. Boogie woogie woogie with me.
To be yours. You told me that the day would never come that you will walk out on me.
And girl, I know that
true love is hard to find.
I believe
true love is hard to find.
I know you know that
true love is hard to find.
My business for me. I said, darling, all I ask of you is to leave those business alone and save a loving doors for me. Just because I know that
true love is hard to find.
I believe
true love is hard to find.
Take it, leave it, come back.
True love is hard to find.
Hard to find,
hard to find,
hard to find. for you.
Darling, I always think of you.
Oh, yeah.
Always have my heart filled with love for you.
Just because I know that true love is hard to find. I believe true love is hard to find. Everyone to know that true love is hard to find. Hard to find.
Hard to find, don't you know? Toots and the Maytals with Bonnie Raitt singing that off Toots' album True Love. You better know it. And then before that, we snuck in a little boogie boogie with John Hartford doing his thing. I don't know quite how to interpret that, but it's been that tune's been around. Yeah, well, that piece has been around. It's not really a tune. It's John Hartford doing his thing. And of course, he is such a creative dude. We're going to finish off the show with him in just a minute. But before we do that, I just wanted to, again, thank you for joining me today in today's show. Really enjoyed talking, catching up with my old friend Bill in West Michigan. Hope everyone's doing well. Please stay safe and check in on those you love and those around you. We can get through this pandemic together, folks. And as I said, we're going to finish off today's show with a couple more John Hartford tunes. One of the things I just thought it might be worth pointing out is that, you know, one of the things John Hartford has had to deal with, he died in June 4th, 2001, was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He suffered from that disease from the early 80s and eventually died in 2001. I picked up this interesting quote from somebody who knew John and wrote about him after his death. John Hartford, as I knew him, connected not just words to music, but the old days of Nashville to its present, tradition to innovation, newgrass to bluegrass to old time, television to radio, river to shore, aging musicians to hippies. Goth may have been the first person to know everything worth knowing, but John Hartford sure tried. And I mean, that says it all. He was prolific musician and entertainer, and it was an honor to get to see him live in a couple of venues over the years. So we'll finish off with two very different pieces. We're going to go back again to another cut off the album Aeroplane. That was the same album that we listened to this boogie thing from, and also that Turn On Your Radio at the beginning of the show. We'll listen to the great tune that he does called Up on the Hill Where They Do the Boogie. And this may be connected to the boogie thing we heard earlier, but it's a completely different take, and it's a fun tune. And then I want to end the show with a beautiful piece that John Hartford did with a friend and fellow musician Dave Grisman later in his life. Really, it must have been, this came out in 2002. Four, three. It's an album that Grisman does with his friends called Life of Sorrow. And this particular tune, Doin' My Time, is an old standard country tune by Jimmy Skinner, and it's a blues tune about somebody in prison just waiting, doing their hard time. But this tune really resonates with me because of the musicianship of Hartford playing his banjo in such a nuanced and beautiful way, and also his voice, which is just gorgeous at this stage in his life. Of course, Grisman is a phenomenal mandolin player, and the two of them together is just a beautiful thing. And I thought it'd be very appropriate to end today's show with that tune, Doing My Time. We're all doing our time here in this pandemic, but I think we can see, folks, there is some light at the end of this long, dark tunnel. Stick around. I'll be back at some point in the future, and we'll continue to survive. You're listening once again to WOD Radio, deep in the woods of Maine, and the show that we've been calling Pandemic Music to Live By. Thanks for tuning in.
Down in the city, it's a pity what's there. All the kids in the gutter running really bare. How much money do I have to get? They're getting me set where the jet set gets. Like up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Down in the city, if you ain't dead, you better watch that man, he's gonna bust your head, or throw you over and leave you alone. He's a 20 minutes late, he gotta be back home, way up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Rats in the alley and a roach on the floor. A businessman a-hunting for a two-bit whore. I thought I heard some housewives say I gotta go up the hill for the PTA. Meets up on the hill where they do the boogie. Boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie. And I wonder what I'm doing here. Now some folks say that a hippie won't steal, but I caught three in my cornfield. One had a flag and the other had a bomb, and the third old boy was a getting on home, way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Now all I know about is what I read, or see you coming at me on a TV screen. Every time the boogie, well, it gives me a thrill, but they always seem to do it way up on the hill. Way up on the hill where they do the boogie. The boogie. I wonder what they're doing when they do the boogie, and I wonder what I'm doing here. Do my time, gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. Thank you.
when that old judge looked down and smiled. Gonna put you on that rock pile for a while, oh Lord. Gotta do my time. Gotta do my time with an aching heart and a worried mind. Settle down and quit my round way. With that gal of mine. With that gal of mine. She'll be waiting for me. When I've done my time. She'll be waiting for me.